Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Josie Deb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. Way then drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Money out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Caldwell. Otis moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. White moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. Brett reaches second base with a double. White scores. Zdeb moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zdeb scores. Brett scores. Cowens moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Cowens moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 2 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money misplays the ball. That's an error on Money. Brett moves to second. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Brett scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Royals. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wathen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Wathen and he is safe. Yount steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-3 in the game. Zdeb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Sam Hines now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. McRae reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 6-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Cowens moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hines fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-3 in the game. Joshua hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 4 in the game. Zdeb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowan's. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Royals. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.